Jess got me on a goose chase trying to find old Redskins gear on Facebook Marketplace. I just messaged, shout out to this person named Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Look, guess what the shirt is, B?
Ooh.
Guess.
I don't know.
Says, I survived Brian Mitchell football camp. And it's $20. He says he's not going to ship it, but he'll meet me. He'll meet you anywhere from Arlington to Gainesville. So,
wow.
If you're listening,
he must live in Gainesville, work in Arlington,
something like that.
He'll
meet
you on the way.
How can I find out who the person is? I just sent them a message. Oh, here we go, Pumpkin Holloway.
We got to get that shirt.
We got to get this shirt, dude. We should even like hang it up. Pumpkin, if you're listening or any of your friends are listening, your picture is from Bluey. I sent you a message or just call the show. You can call 800-636-1067. I will pay for the shirt. I will meet you. You know what, Landfill? You've converted me. I was a Wawa man. But the sheets a little further down, 28, might be my new spot. I can meet you at Wawa, Sheets, or Wegmans in Ashburn, Pumpkin. And I will pay you $20 cash, American currency, for the I Survived Brian Mitchell football camp shirt. Why was that the slogan from your football camp, dude?
We practice three times a day sometimes.
How old were these kids?
Who cares? Their parents paid. They're supposed to get good training.
I love it.
When football players were football players.
I love it.
When men were men.
Let's get to these phones. Rusty's in Delaware. What up, Rusty? You got a credit pie for us?
Fellas, good morning. How are you?
We're good, bud.
My credit pie goes 100% to the Washington Commanders organization. And what I mean by that is everything yesterday. I had to work yesterday morning, so I was a little later than normal getting to the stadium. However, everything from entry to exit, total first class. I mean, it's kind of what we've come to expect now. But the play on the field after losing, obviously, your most elite athlete, your most elite player, the play on the field, the way the team rallied around each other, rallied around the head coach, probably around their coordinators. I don't know what message was said at halftime, but they came out fired up like they were down 27 instead of up 27. Top to bottom, the organization just looks so good. And yet Jaden's hurt, and we'll worry about that. Back in 2012, when I turned 30 years old, I matured and decided not to become a fan of one individual guy and become a fan of the team like I was when I was younger. And I made a comment to Brian last night. Brian, you came over to sign some autographs. And I said, Brian, is it time to start believing
that this team
is good?
Yeah.
And I think that's the message that we really need to work on. I know, JP, in your pod last night, you said you weren't trying to be a Debbie Downer. I kind of feel like there's a lot of downer stuff going on, and I know that it's the story because it's our guy.
Specific he's hurt.
We got to figure out what's going on. Yeah. And like I said, I know it's the story. But I think that the other story that's brewing is that this is a complete football team, and it's time to believe in them as a team.
I
agree with you.
I want to agree with you. I think I need to see another week of that from Mariota, but I do think they are – so, I mean, they're playing together on a level. They're playing complementary football. I mean, just simple stuff. Like, their special teams are elite.
Yeah.
Seibert, another ho-hum, just drilling everything day. You know?
It's been such a long time since we've had this complete game stuff. I mean, all three phases. And everybody talks about all three phases. I mean, these guys are – and it's the Panthers. They're AAA. But these guys are coming together as a whole to where if one guy goes down, the other 10 are like, we got it.
I appreciate the call, Rusty, and thanks for checking out the pod, too. Thank you, buddy. Like, something as simple as the kicker.
People ever want to question the kicker?
But
all you do is make plays.
Landfill is the chief cynic among us. When Seibert runs out there, what's your concern level? Or what's your confidence level?
My concern level is pretty low. He's missed one since they've had him, and he's kicked like 15 field goals.
Yesterday he had 16 points.
Yeah.
He was 4 for 4 field goals, 4 for 4 extra points.
He just keeps making them.
When's the last time Honestly, this stat would be remarkable, and I bet it would be low, Miller, honestly. When's the last time they had a kicker have 8 scoring opportunities to convert all of them? Or hell, earlier this year he had 7 and made them all.
Yeah, Low Miller did 5 for 5 field goals in a game. That was it. I remember that.
I think
and one,
I
mean, yeah,
they had a game where they scored 50.
We scored 45 in the game.
Era.
He made everything, but it was mostly touchdowns in that game.
Let's keep the phone calls going. B is in Haymarket. What up, B?
What's happening? 100% to Brian Mitchell. Let me tell you why. My daughter's 9. I took her to her first Burgundy and Gold game yesterday. And let me tell you what Mr. Mitchell did. I always tell my daughter, you can tell somebody's character by the way they treat you when nobody's watching. And Brian Mitchell was in line getting his food. I don't know why he's getting his own food, but he was in line getting his food. And he went out of his way, and I know he did, he went out of his way to take a picture with my wife and my daughter. And he didn't have to do that. And my daughter, after that, showed me the picture and asked me, is he in the Hall of Fame? And I said, not yet, not yet, but we're going to get him there. And she said, he should be in the Hall of Fame. And I told her, that means he's a Hall of Fame human being to you because you've never seen him put the uniform on to do anything. Thank you, Brian.
Appreciate it,
man.
Thank
you.
Thanks for the call, dude. Making people's day, B.
Amen. Take time.
Sure. Let's go to Kai in Blacksburg. Kai, you got a credit pie, bud?
What's up, guys? How are you doing, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Good, dude. How are you?
Doing well. I'm driving to school after a fishing trip with the buddies. So my credit pie would be 50% to the players and then 50% to the coaches because this is a team sport. Everyone played well. Everyone did their job. Let's go. My question to you guys, this is a little off segment, but I wanted to hear your thoughts. So if the trade deadline is November 5th, that means we got the Bears and the Giants. At best, we go 7-2. At worst, we go 6-3 with a loss to the Bears. Do you guys think that we should be buyers or sellers? And I know you guys might think, why would we be sellers? But I know that it's kind of rebuilding. We are way ahead of our schedule. But if we are 7-2 by the trade deadline, I think we need to ramp up pieces that could be used in ramping up. We could use a lot of help at cornerbacks. I know Forbes had that pick yesterday, and I didn't see much of St. Juice, but I'm sure he played well. But they're inconsistent. And if we want to be a playoff-caliber team, we cannot be inconsistent at that level of the field. And I wanted to hear your thoughts on if we should be buyers, and if we are buyers, if you guys are Adam Peters at the trade deadline, what calls are you making to make our team better and ready for the playoffs?
All right. I tell fair you like question. This. Thank you, Kai.
Adam Peters is over there right now. Whatever he does, is I'm going to be cool with because I'm not going to sit up here and try to – I don't sit and know everybody that's going to be coming up. You know, Adam Peters knows that. So whatever decision he makes, I'll ride with it.
That's been your stance throughout. I don't think you can be that reactionary. If they're 7-2 versus 6-3 – I mean, hell, they could be. So he's saying the next two Bears
if they're
Giants.
7-2 instead of 6-3, hell, if 7-2 right now, guess what? That's what's happening. The people you have on your team are playing great. They're getting better.
Right.
Do you want to mess up the chemistry?
It's also possible they're 5-4 in two.
Yeah.
Like, so you got to allow for all possibilities. I think, you know, I didn't always love this when I heard it from Kirk. And I think Kirk's the one that really made this a widely known kind of philosophy. No, not you like that. But Kirk would always say he was process-driven, not results-driven, right? Mm-hmm. And I think quarterbacks and, like, head coaches, the process is certainly important, but the result should be what's most important, and the result should be winning.
You work on the process to make the results what you want them to be.
Right.
You don't just work on the process just to work on the process.
And I think sometimes talking about the process is – giving yourself an out after things go wrong. You're like, well, our process was good. Like, so what? It didn't work.
If it didn't work, that's part of my thing when I come with a lot of the analytics today.
Right.
Well, tell me what they're supposed to do, and then when they don't, when they do what you tell them, When they try to do what you say, it still don't work. Then why didn't it work? And then they disappear and they won't talk to you again.
Well, and I think specifically here, the process versus the results, I think Peters is going to be process-driven in the first, not even full year of running this team. And I think if that process lands him, to me, it's about if you can get a big swing for a player that helps you long-term, you do it. I don't know. Cleveland's a disaster. Deshaun Watson just tore his Achilles. Like, they already sold off Amari Cooper. If they put the for sale sign up and you can get an elite talent, Denzel Ward-level talent, I'm making that call. I'm checking that out. But, like, if it's J.C. Horn or Newsom, or there's other young corners, and it costs you less, but you don't know exactly what you're getting, and you only have the rookie option, like, I am not advocating a trade for a trade's sake. But if you can get a player that changes the course of your season where you're already playing pretty well, that to me has real merit. Coming up at noon, Jake DeLome joins the program.